David Holthaus has distinct childhood memories of learning how to stop, drop, and roll if he ever caught on fire. He remembers McGruff the crime dog telling him to stay away from strangers.
But neither McGruff nor anybody else warned me about the homecoming king.
In 1978, Holthaus was 7 years old and his family had recently moved to Anchorage. They befriended another family with a daughter his age and a son in high school. The son was a star athlete, good-looking, and well-spoken. He was nice to Holthaus, but he changed his demeanor the night he invited Holthaus to his room to play karate.
He took those ninja throwing stars and he pushed me up against the wall and he started throwing them like a knife thrower at the circus. Thunk, thunk. So they land right next to me saying, "Don't move. Thunk, don't move." And then he took a samurai sword off the wall and he drew it out of the sheath and he put the blade to my neck and he said, "If you don't do exactly what I want, I'm going to kill you."
Holthaus was raped and then threatened with death and the death of his family if he ever told anyone. After a state of shock, Holthaus quickly realized what happened, but he didn't know what to call it.
I didn't have a word for what had happened to me. To go back to McGruff, you know, McGruff had never taught me about safe touch and unsafe touch or good secrets and bad secrets. If I'd even been able to come forward and say, "That thing we talked about in school, that happened to me," I didn't need any graphic terminology. I just needed a few words and the invitation to speak them.
He says if Aaron's Law had been in effect before he was raped, he might have never been assaulted.
Perpetrators of these crimes, they rely on shame and silence. They rely on our collective conspiracy of denial and silence about this. And if that silence had already been shattered, which educating every kid in a public school statewide will do, he might have thought that he couldn't get away with it.
But he says he can't know for sure. What he does know is that Aaron's Law will prevent kids from being sexually assaulted. He says schools need to have a curriculum and talk openly about it.
I'm not just speaking on my own behalf. I'm speaking for tens of thousands of Alaskan children and the adults they'll grow up to be. And what I'm saying is help us.
Democratic Representative Garen Tarr introduced the bill last year, and it appeared poised to become law. Then-Governor Sean Parnell supported Aaron's Law. The Senate passed it, and the House version had 21 co-sponsors. But the bill got stuck in committee. This year, there are four identical Aaron's Law bills, two from Republicans and two from Democrats. And Governor Bill Walker wants it on his desk. Democratic Senator Berta Gardner's version was the first to get a hearing in Senate Education. Tarr hopes the bill will pass this session. She understands some lawmakers are uncomfortable with Aaron's Law being a requirement, but she says there are likely community resources and private dollars available.
We approached the Rasmussen Foundation, Alaska Children's Trust, Matsu Health Foundation, and just put the idea out there of would they be a resource for helping implement a curriculum, and they all responded in a positive way.
Aaron's Law has passed in 20 states and is pending in 21 others, including Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.